Our Pro Desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News. The CDC recommends doctors fast-track additional testing for bird flu.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention trying to get a handle on the number of potential cases of bird flu. ABC News contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
They want doctors to do subtyping to look to see if patients have seasonal influenza or potentially bird flu.
Of concern, potential exposure to wild or farm animals. Advice?
Avoid coming in contact with potentially sick animals such as cattle, wild birds. And if you have any questions or suspicion you may have bird flu, it's good to go and talk to a doctor and get tested.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The FDA is telling certain manufacturers of cat and dog foods using uncooked or unpasteurized poultry or cattle meat to review their food safety plans, keeping bird flu in mind. That move comes as a handful of cats were infected with bird flu after eating raw pet food last month. One cat died. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same day store pickup or next day delivery.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sunshine Learning Center in Menominee reminds drivers, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, texting while driving is a leading cause of traffic accidents and fatalities. Do your part, put the phone down while driving. The LOLs and OMGs can wait, and the life you save may just be your own or even an innocent child's. That from Sunshine Learning Center, Menominee. For all of your A to Z child care needs, call the ones who care at 715-231-5437 for Sunshine Learning Center in Menominee.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A cloudy but warm winter day as high temperatures try to tap 40 degrees. All ahead of a cold front sliding through this afternoon, which could spark up a few scattered snow showers and bringing breezy winds. Gusting up to 30 miles per hour as temperatures fall to the single digits, with wicked wind chills slapped on top of that. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague, longtime Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker. He's remembered following his death Thursday. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio sharing his thoughts about Mr. Baseball.
I saw him a couple times and I just said, hey, you know, thanks for everything. And he'd say something to you, say thanks or whatever, and walk on. It was great. Yeah.
The Milwaukee native spent 54 seasons behind the mic for the Brewers. A 14-year-old accused in a November gun scare at Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School was in court Thursday and waived his right for a trial by admitting to charges of making a terroristic threat. A judge will decide on his sentence during a hearing later this month. Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App parent company Block for violations of federal money laundering laws. Block will pay $80 million in fines and over $120 million to victims.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. The Durand City Council has set the rates for the upcoming swimming lessons this summer. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says residents of the Durand, Arkansas School District will have a discounted price for lessons.
If you're in the Durand, Arkansas School District, it's $25. And then the other cost is covered by the school district through summer school. If you're not a resident of the Durand, Arkansas School District, you pay the full $50.
The new Tarrant Park Pool is set to open in June. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department is asking for help after a sign was stolen. The Sheriff's Department announced Tuesday that someone had stolen the welcome sign that greets visitors to Millville. Investigators believe the sign was stolen either Sunday or Monday. Anyone with information is being asked to call the Sheriff's Department. The Chippewa Falls Area United School District wants to change its elementary school boundaries. It's because the district's experiencing a decline in enrollment. On Wednesday night, the board had its first public informational session, and Superintendent Jeff Holmes said a study from Applied Population Laboratory validated the need to look at whether or not the boundaries need to be adjusted. The potential new boundaries aren't available yet, but the district's considering all options during this early stage. There are no official decisions about when the changes would be made. The district will host more public sessions in the future as the school board will make a decision by the end of March. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and other state regulatory agencies across the country are accusing the company behind Cash App of violating banking rules. Wisconsin DFI officials are involved in an effort to investigate Block Incorporated to determine whether the firm has kept up with all anti-money laundering regulations. Block is paying out an $80 million penalty under a multi-state settlement, and they are agreeing to hire a consultant to generate and submit a report on Cash App usage. Banks and financial companies are required by law to verify the identities of users and to report suspicious transactions. State regulators believe Block has not complied with those rules. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is hoping Minnesota lawmakers will agree to cut that state's sales tax and reduce spending on some Department of Human Services programs. Walz unveiled his proposed state budget yesterday. The governor says his budget is fiscally responsible, reining in spending on disability waivers, special education transportation, and Medicaid inflation adjustments. He also wants to expand the number of professional service businesses that would need to pay state sales tax while proposing a slight cut in the sales tax rate. The two-year $66 billion proposal now goes to the legislature for consideration. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Durand, Arkansas School District has approved the space availability caps for open enrollment for the 25-26 school year. For kindergarten through 3, the board set 2 available spots in first grade, 18 in second grade, and 4 in third grade. For grades 4 through 12, no caps were needed. The reason for the low numbers in grades 1 through 3 was because the district receives grants for low class size and did not want to jeopardize those grants. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be hosting career fairs. 5 career fairs will be taking place across the state over the next few weeks. Now, the first career fair will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. This will give attendees the opportunity to ask questions, explore the natural resources field, and learn how to apply online as new job postings become available. The DNR says it typically has job opportunities in a number of fields, including engineering, law enforcement, and environmental sciences. More information is available on the DNR's website. The Hiawatha Valley Mental Health Center has announced it will open a new peer support network drop-in center in Wabasha. The center will offer an inclusive environment for anyone to connect, share experiences, and support one another. Anyone who participates are also treated to free activities and refreshments. The drop-in center is set to open Tuesday, January 21st. A hometown guy. That's how fans in Milwaukee described Bob Uecker, that no matter his TV and movie fame, he always remained a hometown guy. Many fans left cans of Miller Lite and other items in front of his statue at American Family Field yesterday. One fan said her ringtone is Uecker's call of Ryan Braun's late-season home run in 2008 that helped the Brewers clinch their first playoff spot in 26 years. For years, Uecker dined at the Jackson Grill a few times a month during baseball season. The Supper Club paid tribute to Uecker last night with his pitchers and candles next to an empty table and chair. Mr. Baseball passed away of cancer less than 2 weeks before what would have been his 91st birthday. United Health Group's CEO says problems with the country's health care system need to be addressed. In the first earnings deadly shooting of United Health executive Brian Thompson on a Manhattan sidewalk, CEO Andrew Witty acknowledged Thursday there are flaws driving up the costs of health care for people across the country. He blamed both the private sector and government for creating a confusing and costly landscape. The company reported record 2024 revenue. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Fishing will be free in Wisconsin this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says anglers of all ages can fish without a fishing license Saturday and Sunday. Regulations like bag and size limits and species restrictions will still be in place. More information about fishing regulations is available at the DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Johnson joins Field at Daytona and Charlotte. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new season is fast approaching. Stay up to date with all the changes for 2025 on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It has potential to help out all the teams. You know, Gabe Hart is an incredibly smart person.
From crew chief and driver changes to schedule enhancements, NASCAR Hot Pass has it covered.
Schedule variation works, and it's proven that it works.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings on the Motor Racing Network.
Jimmy Johnson takes his Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will look to the inside, look to the outside, but he will not get it done. And Jimmy Johnson has won the Daytona 500 for the second time in his career.
Seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion and Legacy Motor Club co-owner Jimmy Johnson will attempt to qualify for next month's Daytona 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 in May. If the pilot of the number 84 Carvana Toyota should qualify, the 500 would be his 22nd start in the Great American Race, and Charlotte, where he made his first Cup Series start, would mark his 700th event. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The divisional round of the NFL's postseason set to kick off this weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Action starts tomorrow when two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City plays host to the Houston Texans. That'll be followed by top seed in the NFC, the Detroit Lions, hosting the Washington Commanders. Then Sunday, two more games. Eagles welcome the Rams to Philadelphia in the divisional round, followed by the Buffalo Bills playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. Men's college basketball from the Horizon League tonight. Youngstown State at Milwaukee. Robert Morris at Green Bay. Phoenix trying to end their 13-game losing streak. College hockey, top-ranked Badger women are at St. Thomas. And the Badger men hosting Long Island in the first of a two-game set at the Kohl Center tonight. And baseball fans continue to mourn the death of baseball icon Bob Uecker, who lost his battle with cancer on Thursday morning at the age of 90. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A look at weekend hoops action, plus the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month is featured. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is a big weekend for high school basketball, including the return of one of the top events on the calendar every year, the Midwest Players Classic at the La Crosse Center. It's expanded to 15 games in a two-day format, featuring some of the top teams and players not only in Wisconsin, but Iowa and Minnesota as well. Among the highlight games on Friday is Rice Lake squaring off with a Stuartville, Minnesota team ranked in the top 10 in the Gopher State. On Saturday, freshly minted D2 top-ranked Mount Horeb will have a tough one against perennial Minnesota power Caledonia. Eau Claire Memorial will battle a very good Linmar, Iowa squad later in the day, while unbeaten Wisconsin Lutheran faces off against highly regarded Breck, Minnesota. Get the full schedule as well as ticket and streaming information at wisports.net. In girls basketball action later this week, there's a big one in the Woodland as D2 4th-ranked Pius will travel to Division 1 4th-ranked Pewaukee. That same night, a top 10 battle in Division 3 finds 9th-ranked Winneconne hosting 2nd-ranked Kettle Moraine Lutheran. We're happy to announce the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month for January, Mondovi Jr. Carter Heike, a fifth-generation family farmer who excels in football and baseball. You can read Carter's full profile over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The last time I was out fishing with Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens, we got into a school of walleyes we didn't expect to get into. I was changing all my gear over from crappie gear to walleye gear. Gens was doing something completely different. Tell you what he was doing, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
So Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens and I were out on the ice, and we were actually targeting crappies. But we got into a school of walleyes that we didn't expect to be there. I was switching all of my stuff over to what I thought would be better walleye gear. I was putting on big half-ounce jigging spoons, digging out some bigger minnows, and I was going to try and catch a few of those walleyes doing that. Gens did something that was... well, it was outside of my realm of thinking. He used the same lure he had set up for crappies, which was a jig head, and he put a bunch of additional maggots on that jig head instead of just a couple of maggots that he had rigged up for when we were going to be targeting crappies. He loaded that thing up, put about 8 of them on the hook. They were sticking out in every different direction. And he sent that thing down, and boom, he started whacking walleyes. He was catching a lot more walleyes than I was on a jig head and maggots. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yeah. Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A cloudy but warm winter day as high temperatures try to tap 40 degrees. All ahead of a cold front sliding through this afternoon, which could spark up a few scattered snow showers and bringing breezy winds. Gusting up to 30 miles per hour as temperatures fall to the single digits, with wicked wind chills slapped on top of that. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 35.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we look at a market heading into a holiday weekend, of course, going to remind you that we do have no markets on Monday in observance of the Martin Luther King holiday. We will have an overnight trade as we get ready then for a full Tuesday trade. But having said that, kind of had a little bit of a holiday trade mode to it, even though we had some decent green on the screen. We're going to break everything down today as Kyle Bumstead joins us today. And let's start out with these non-commercial buying. What are you seeing when you look at the corn market?
Non-commercial buying, just like you pointed out. First of all, thanks for having me back. You hit on a major point here. No markets on Monday. We open Monday night, which is going to make Tuesday very interesting in all of our markets, whether it's grains or livestock, because Tuesday is the day, folks should know, that I always talk about as the fund positioning day. You hear several throughout the industry talking about it. That's the day that the funds got to finish cleaning up their books or whatever for the commitments to traders report, which is due out on Friday, days after close. So they don't have Monday to do any business. They've got to do it on Tuesday. That could make it very interesting. But for today's session and Friday, we did see a lot of non-commercial buying here in corn, pushing us up to that 485 mark here, right in the middle, right between two more round numbers, between $4.90 and $5. Now, I was talking with a colleague of mine, and a lot of folks are wanting to get long corn here and try to capture a little bit of a move up. But in my personal opinion, and looking at history, history tells us that if corn gets over five, it doesn't stay between five, six, or long. So I'm not saying getting to six. It's just something to kind of watch out for, keep an open mind for. But for today's discussion, we need to take a look here. This is commercial-driven, i.e. funds buying here. The commercials were not, because when you look at that March-May corn spread, that actually widened out a little bit. So there wasn't a lot of commercial activity as far as buying goes. So I'm really not reading a lot into this upward move here.
So, okay. you know, you talk, Kyle, about heading into this holiday trade and the feel that's there. And I know you and I talked about this during the mid-session report for television that, you know, there's a lot of thoughts and factors that and not chasing the headlines, I guess, is what I'm trying to bring up, because we do have a holiday on Monday. We do have an inauguration on Monday. There's going to be a lot of interesting pressures put on this trade. So maybe it's time to sit back a little bit and just let those headlines kind of calm themselves down.
That's right, Susan. That's the kind of approach I'm going to take Monday. I know a lot of folks in this industry are going to be saying, you know, watching every move and things like that. But most of the, most of the executive orders that are tentatively going to take place or get changed or whatever, that's going to happen on Tuesday. So I think Tuesday's session is going to be a little bit more than to watch than Monday night. It's the opening session and whatnot. So I know a lot of folks are saying, oh, we got to watch this thing Monday night, but there's really not a lot you can do. And you really want to be careful on a Monday evening, because you can really get moved in a set trade, and it's a lot different by the time the market closes the next day. I want to caution that, and that's what I'm a little concerned about, is there's going to be folks making moves and regret it here by the close.
So obviously we looked at things from a corn perspective, but what about from a soybean? Are we seeing for them some commercial buying that's going on in their trade today?
Yeah, that's a good question as well, too. We did see some commercial buying there. The March gain on the May by about 2 cents, and the May gain on the July by about a penny and a quarter. They both settled well off their highs in the spreads, but we did have a decent move higher here as far as both markets go. Getting back about half of the previous session here, a little over half of what we lost yesterday. But all in all, I know there's a lot of pins and needles, I guess, and walking on eggshells or finger traps or tiger traps, whatever you want to call it here, around this bean market as we maybe heat up these trade relations with China again. So I know there was a headline out earlier about the next president coming in and the president of China. They had a great phone conversation, but
it's kind of bringing back old memories here of what happened about 5-6 years ago when it comes to trade talks going well versus trade talks not going well. So I think we're going to be headline driven here for quite a while in the near future, Susan.
And that just adds to the fact that we've got the weather that continues to change in South America as well at this point.
That's right. There's headlines all over of decent weather, and then there's headlines of dry weather. So that's it's a weather market down there, and obviously with the way things look with that May July bean spread here, it looks like there's still some issue down there. Some of these commercials are worried about as far as Brazilian South American production go.
So let's take a look at it and switch gears a little bit onto this livestock side of the trade action. And we know that there was some pressure for cattle as we headed into the weekend. What is your thoughts as to what we're seeing in this cattle market?
Yeah, cattle doesn't look like classic or typical topping action to me, but it does look like we could go back down here and do some back and fill here on both these feeders and these live cattle charts. I mean, we shot up here pretty fast in both the feeders and the live cattle. We could have created a vacuum on the downside here once we start, if we were to get into new four-day lows, which we did yesterday on that March feeder cattle contract, we closed into a new four-day low. Today we closed a little bit higher just above that four-day low closed yesterday. So I can't read much into that yet, but it's something that has my caution flag up here at these levels where we've gotten way up here. Live cattle, we closed a dollar off our highs here in this April contract. Cash has been all over the board this week. Most of it, for the most part, they tried to get steady money and higher, and they did. However, we did trade some cattle at 204, and then they backed the bids back down to 203, ended up trading some at 203.5. So traded 204 on a Wednesday, and they turned around and backed it down to 203 on a Thursday afternoon. That doesn't really look good to me, and I think that we get this box beef market here. If this box beef market starts to cool off just a little bit, we get some economic concerns, which some are thinking could happen here with the changing of the baton in Washington, then you could see this cattle market pull back a little bit. Do I think we're going higher? Yes, over time, long term, I think we're probably going to go higher and probably set a new high like we've done several times this week. But I think it's due for a correction. It's due for a setback in here in order to keep this market healthy.
But we didn't see the box beef back off on a Friday afternoon. I mean, we are midday. We did see some higher pushes from them.
Yeah, that's right. We did. But it's going to be all about how we close this evening up here and see kind of how the box beef reacts here this evening and how we react the next week. I mean, when you look at it, box beef, more times than not, puts in a high in the middle of the week. So that's something that I kind of watch out for, is how it closes on a Tuesday or Wednesday and reacts for the fall, for the finish out of the week.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more to look at as we get ready for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell. And, of course, Kyle Bumstead joining us today right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation this afternoon with Kyle Bumstead. And as we left off on the commercial break, we were talking about what was happening in the cattle. So let's kind of kick it off with the weekly charts. What are you seeing for this market?
That's a good question, Susan. I've been watching this weekly chart here as far as these feeders go, looking for a reversal pattern. And I was thinking that potentially here this week we could see what's called a two-week reversal pattern form. Now, for the week in March feeder cattle, we were down $1.35. We traded, but what we did, though, is nothing. We traded inside previous week's range. Now, last week's range, we posted a low of 263.62 and a high of 269.40, and that'd be an all-time high there for that contract. And this week's high was 268.05. The low is 265.65. So we just basically traded a week of indecision right here. It's going to be very interesting to see which way this market goes next week on a shortened week. Do we break out to the top side and rally,
or do we roll over and fall out the bottom side and we get some momentum traders and these non-commercials liquidate some of their long position. Now, keep in mind these non-commercial funds, they're record long in the feeders. They posted record long here the last 2 weeks in a row. In fact, this past week, they increased their record length by 20%. So if this thing were to get a correction here, you could see some violent moves to the downside just in liquidation from those non-commercials. And that's one of the charts I'm kind of watching here is this weekly chart. Do we take out this week's lows here? Do we take out this week's highs? Does the momentum keep going to the upside, or do we kind of change the sentiment of this market and start moving lower? I know a lot of folks are very optimistic on feeders. I'm optimistic as well, but the second 2 weeks of January have proven in history that they could be pretty rough here once we get through the first couple weeks and everybody gets a lot of cattle bought up and they get their orders filled and the weather changes a little bit. And I know there's some weather coming through this weekend, but most of it is going to be cold and dry. There's no big snowstorms predicted with this coming through here. So I'm not really concerned about this weather front moving through. It's these spring blizzards that are going to be coming through that I'm worried about taking tonnage off the market. Now, we talk about taking weight off the market with snowstorms and things like that, feeder cattle sales and things. We look at the weights we had out yesterday. When we take a look at the weights here, we had an increase in weights. Now, we saw all live cattle up 7 pounds at 1,447 pounds, dressed cattle at 881 pounds, up 7 pounds, and steers up 3 pounds at 959 pounds. Heifers up 10 pounds at 878. Now, you can talk about smaller kills all you want, but when you add the weight back into it, we're about 98% of where we were a year ago as far as with tonnage and beef production season. So we're still producing the beef, even though we might not have the slaughter numbers.
So when I saw that feeders made the comment midday on a Friday that, yeah, they had some mixed numbers, but they said they weren't falling on the coattails of the live cattle. They were just kind of off in their own kind of market world.
That's right. That's right. And when I look at the feeder cattle, I'm particularly watching these front month feeders versus those deferred live cattle contracts. Particularly right now, I'm watching the April feeders versus the August live cattle. August live cattle is 7 cents. April feeders down 7 cents. So not a lot of activity there today, but those are kind of the spreads that one wants to watch. These late March feeders, going to be the June and June live cattle and the August live cattle are going to be the April feeders. So kind of watching those correlations here, we saw March feeders up 32 cents and those June feeder or June fats were up 22 cents. So those deferred live cattle, they were kind of the driver there for a while, a couple weeks ago. And that did force these front month feeders to go a bit higher. And I think that if you see a break in these deferred live cattle, you can see these front month feeder cattle break some too.
What are your thoughts and take away the hogs? We haven't talked much about them, but they took a big drop in a Friday trade.
That's right. They took a sizable drop. There's also a little shredding going on here. They were kind of gaining. The Feb held its ground compared to the April. The April lost about $2.22 compared to the Feb. So lean hogs, I think they could be susceptible to some Chinese headlines as well. We've got that to deal with coming up here. But I know that the lean hog
So as you look overall, I don't care if it's grain or livestock at this point, but if you take a look at these markets and your thoughts coming off of the holiday weekend, what should we really be looking for on Tuesday to start out the rest of that trading week?
Non-commercial movement in the cattle and non-commercial movement in the hogs, non-commercial movement in the grains as well, too. Look at the spread, see if the commercials are there buying or selling this thing. That'll give us a clue as far as what our end users are doing as far as the commercial side of things.
And for you, what is going to be the other big takeaway that we need to watch for the cattle? Can the momentum continue, or are you going to start to see a pullback on the cash side of the trade action?
That's a good question as well. I'm going to particularly be watching these cash feeder cattle sales out there in the country, how that's going to affect the index, because we've got about 2 weeks left on these January feeders here, and then they go off and they're tied to that index. And then we've got to think about March. Where's March at compared to the index and what's going to happen? Because it doesn't take very long once we get the January off and then.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right. Kyle Bumstead has been joining us as we take a look at today's channel final bell. Quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. You can pick this up as a podcast wherever you subscribe, whether it's your Apple or your Android. Check it out. Look for the channel final bell. It's a free subscription, or you can always pick it up on our website located at ruralradionetwork.com. And that's a Friday version of the channel final bell. The channel final bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, bringing cutting-edge performance to your farm tires. When Congress passed the continuing resolution before Christmas to keep the government in operation until March, they also approved funding to permanently authorize the National Detector Dog Training Center, which trains the USDA's Beagle Brigade. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The Beagle Brigade is a group of specially trained detector dogs that has been protecting U.S. agriculture for more than 30 years. These dogs, primarily beagles, work at airports, seaports, and other points of entry, sniffing out prohibited plants, meat, and animal byproducts that could carry foreign pests and diseases. Their keen sense of smell makes them an invaluable asset in safeguarding the nation's food supply. And the Beagle Brigade just got a major boost, thanks to the passage of the Beagle Brigade Act in Congress. Following a unanimous Senate vote last month, the House overwhelmingly approved the bill 381-20. The legislation permanently authorizes the USDA's National Detector Dog Training Center in Noonan, Georgia. The facility trains beagles and other detector dogs to sniff out food, plants, and animal products at the U.S. ports of entry. The numbers tell the story. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports that on a typical day, these dogs help seize over 4,600 plants, meat, and animal byproducts that must be quarantined or destroyed. Their work is vital, as foreign pests and diseases cost the U.S. economy an estimated $138 billion annually in losses. For the pork industry in particular, the Beagle Brigade represents the first line of defense against devastating diseases like African swine fever. The disease, which affects pigs but poses no risk to humans, was detected as close as Hispaniola in 2021, just 750 miles from the U.S. coast. Lori Stevermer, president of the National Pork Producers Council, emphasized the importance of the Beagle Brigade, saying, quote, "American agriculture relies on these dogs to prevent the introduction of diseases that could cripple our food supply." The new law also mandates that USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service deliver a report to Congress within a year that outlines current and emerging threats to agriculture and recommendations for strengthening the training center's capabilities. I'll have more after this.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event Saturday in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories, or catch O'Gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids' drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event this Saturday in O'Galley.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The USDA's Beagle Brigade isn't only about protecting agriculture. It's also about safeguarding the nation's food supply and the livelihood of producers across the country. As the threat of foreign animal and plant diseases continues to grow, this program is more critical than ever in 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires, embedded with premium technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wally Banks at VFW 8729 reminds you, we know too often our veterans and military spouses have trouble finding jobs. Join the Alliance to help support our transitioning vets and their families. If you're an employer, take advantage of their skills. Hire smart and hire vets. That message courtesy of Wally Banks at VFW 8729, located at 115 North Franklin Street, Lake City, working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. VFW 8729 on the air because they care.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few flurries, low near 2 above, wind chill to 15 below, and windy tonight. Mostly sunny and a high only of 8 tomorrow, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go now, honey. Call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl, I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling.
just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it sure would be a shame if we let this moment end so soon. So won't you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. I ain't gonna stop. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
the green grass grows.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Rumors going all over town, can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Car, I'm packing it in. So
I'll come and get it. You can't kick. You better call your mama when you get to town. Cause I ain't gonna be hanging around.
Got the baggage claim. You got a lot of luggage in your name.
When you hit the ground, check the lost and found. Because it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on. I got a lot of troubles of my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car. And